On a brisk, cloudy autumn afternoon, Nick Jones rides his longboard on the south side of the Fayetteville Square. The recent University of Arkansas graduate isn't riding just any skateboard. He's riding his own brand of skateboard. Inside of the considerably warmer Jam and Java coffee shop located nearby, the owner of Lavish Longboards explains not everyone was excited about him starting his own business.
Everyone told me I was like crazy. They're all like, why are you going to waste your time? And those same people are, you know, I don't know, they're like kind of saying like good job now, you know? So it's weird like that, you know? That's part of the whole reason I'm like in entrepreneurship is just taking like an idea, a passion, a hobby, and, you know, making it into something that you can monetize and, you know, pay your bills off and be happy doing it. Like, I never hate a job when I'm working with Lavish and stuff. Like, every single thing I have to do with this company, like, I enjoy. There's not one part that I don't.
Jones moved from Fresno, California, to attend the U of A, where he earned a degree in finance earlier this year. He says the skating community is treated much differently here than in his previous home in California.
It's kind of like frowned upon out here, pretty much. Like, not a lot of people really like skateboarding, and they just view them as kind of like pesky skaters, you know? So it's been cool turning that around for a lot of people. Because, you know, it's harder to tell someone that when you're like, yeah, well, it's harder for them, like the people who like look down on it, to be like, oh, I don't like it, after you tell them that you like make company, you know, you have a company making them. So I don't know, it's been pretty cool. It's I've got like so many different people into the sport, and it's just fun, you know, getting little texts and emails from them every so often, like, oh, I really enjoy my board, you know, thanks for giving it to me, and I have a friend that wants one, you know. So it's just cool. It's been really fun. It's spread like crazy.
He says starting his own business happened kind of naturally, often seen riding his board in between classes. His friends started asking him about his unique mode of transportation. Jones began buying boards from friends back home and having them shipped to Northwest Arkansas. When he became overwhelmed, he began making them here. Although the boards originally came from out west, the inspiration for the company name came from a local resident.
It actually comes from this old lady that was right. I was riding by one day, and she said my board looked fancy. And then I was like, what? And then like 3 months later, another lady actually made the same comment that was walking by my house. And so I was like, I don't know, I just threw it on there. I've always liked the name. I don't know, I just think it's a cool word, and it's just memorable. It's not used a lot. So I don't know, it's worked out pretty well. People like it.
Jones works with a carpenter, and they build the boards in the carpentry shop or in Jones's garage. The decks of the longboards are made from wood native to the Ozarks.
People are, like, really connected to them, and I don't know, you think Northwest Arkansas, and you think, you know, Ozarks, you know, it's, like, surrounded by them, and I don't know, I just feel like people would have a lot more pride in it if it had that, you know, instead of just getting some wood at Lowe's and, you know, going the commercial route. I'd rather keep it local and support local places.
A longboard, as the name implies, has a longer deck than a typical skateboard, which gives the rider more stability and control. The boards are typically used for cruising as opposed to performing technical aerial tricks. Jones says he can customize the board for each rider.
If they're a heavier rider, I can make it thicker, you know. Obviously, if they're a smaller rider, I can make it thinner. I can make it shorter or longer depending on how they want. I can, if they send me a shape, I can mess with it and see if I can put one out for a little extra charge. And yeah, it's pretty much, possibilities are endless with these. So it's pretty cool. I like that because sometimes a new buyer will like send me like four different design patterns they're interested in. And, you know, I kind of get to bounce back and forth with them and eventually find one that matches them. So I'll probably put about 7 different designs total out, but 2 of them are my main ones, and that's the original, and then this one's the Slice model.
The Slice model has wheel cutouts. This design allows the rider to make sharp turns without falling by ensuring that the wheels don't collide with the board. Once Jones finishes creating a new longboard, delivery comes complete with a riding lesson, if the customer is so inclined.
I teach people how to ride if they're not too sure about it. Like, when I deliver it and they ask questions, I'll definitely show them how to do it. So it's been cool with that, you know, like not only getting people in the sport, but like teaching them how to ride it right. You know, I just feel like they feel better starting out, you know, than learning it all themselves, I guess.
Is it easy to teach someone just to do this?
Yeah, I taught someone how to do it like 2 weeks ago. I was like 62 years old, and he was totally fine with it, like cruising on a small street over there off Maple. So my little brother rides one. He's 10, or actually he's 11 now. Sorry about that. But, I mean, it's pretty much if you can kick and push, then you could do it.
Jones says his business has been doing well since it was created last December. But entrepreneurship isn't without its challenges. And the biggest one?
Paying the bills. That's probably the biggest one. I guess just staying positive and not having people, you know, because the general person, if you, like, mention to them that you're, like, starting this venture, you know, 9 times out of 10, the person's going to be like, you know, you're crazy, it's not going to work. But being an entrepreneur is cool because you can, like, not only prove to yourself that things work, but prove to your network that you can, like, do these cool things and stuff like that.
One of those networks is the Northwest Arkansas Entrepreneurship Alliance. Jones is a founding member of the group, which he says began as a student-run organization before extending into the Northwest Arkansas community. What began with less than 5 people now has more than 100 members and an email list containing more than 300 addresses. Jones says the group has been incredibly supportive, and the young businessman is proud of his accomplishments thus far.
It's just really cool, too, because it's something that I'm, like, passionate about. It's not something that I'm in just to make money. You know, it's, like, something that I'm in that will get people into the sport. It will show people that they can start something and make it work and don't have to listen to the naysayers. And it's just bringing something cool to Fayetteville that's never been here, and I just feel really proud that I've been able to do that and gain recognition for it. It's good stuff.
Lavish longboards are available at the Mustache in Fayetteville and at Bordertown Skate Shop in Fort Smith. Orders can also be made online at lavishlongboards.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.